For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. I'm just very thankful for the comments, the text messages, and the emails, you know, regarding the radio. Thank you very much. I love bringing it to you, and I'm thrilled that you are commenting, that you're telling me it's helping you. Thanks be unto God. Amen. Thank you for partners, man, who put us on the air. It's just fabulous, and I love broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ onto these airwaves. Well, we're talking about the tongue. We're in James 3, and boy, oh boy, what a magnificent thing this little thing called a tongue can do. Isn't that true? That's what we've been saying. If I have time at the end of this broadcast, I want to show you one of my most favorite scriptures out of the book of Isaiah that will help you when you need to control your tongue. It's just, I love this. In fact, you know what? It's right in front of me. I'm going to give it to you right now, and then I'll go into how the tongue we talked about yesterday can direct. Today, unfortunately, I have to share with you how the tongue can also destroy. But get this, my brothers and sisters, out of Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. This is Isaiah prophesying about what Jesus, how he learned. The next line, he awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. To get the tongue of the learned as Jesus did. Have God awaken you morning by morning and teach you and instruct you how to speak and instruct you what to say and when not to say something. And how to become that mature person that James is talking about. But Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4. Isaiah's prophesying about Jesus. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. The tongue of the learned. How beautiful. Well, we're in James 3 as I've been saying. And we learned yesterday that that tongue can direct. Remember the ship? The small rudder? The horse? The bit in the horse's mouth. These are small items, but they can direct these large vessels, these large animals. Now let's continue. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. We'll begin in verse 6 now. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So the tongue is so set among our members, man, that it defiles the whole body. And sets on fire the course of nature. Very interesting. And it is set on fire by hell. Mercy. What James is telling us is that tongue. Yesterday we talked about it directs. Today we're going to talk about how it can destroy. If we're not careful. Why? It's so set among our members that it defiles the body. It's set on course by nature, by the natural man, and then it is set on fire by hell. We have got to be tamed by the Holy Ghost to get this tongue under control. Verse 7, every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we're blessing God our Father. And with it we're cursing man who's made in the similitude of God. Man, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. This ought not to be so. Regarding a spark in the forest, this commentary. Although deceptively small and seemingly insignificant, a small spark has potential for massive destruction. One small unintended spark in the forest can kindle a fire of great force. Many forest fires have been caused by careless campers who failed to douse that last single spark, which then grew into an uncontrollable inferno after being fanned by the wind. Brothers and sisters, you go to God, you say, God, help me to put a guard over my mouth, control my tongue so that I don't destroy all that's in my path. More tomorrow on how a tongue can delight. God bless you. Rain it down, rain it down.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.